music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. If you're listening online today, our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Live from SUNY Delhi, it's the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Championship game. It's number one versus number two. Number one, Marathon, taking on number two, Franklin. And I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots. And if you've gone by the lot on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, it is jam-packed full of cars, folks. You're going to want to stop over and see their new building and their new showroom as well. They're also on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We'll take one quick break. When we come back, I'll bring in Sky Thompson, the Franklin boys coach. He's on the air again with me here today. Just one note to pass along. The Delhi girls falling to Newark Valley earlier today up at SUNY Cortland in the C championship game for Section 4, 59-19. So that Newark Valley team continues to roll. The number one seed and the number one team in the state right now for a very good reason. So the Delhi girls falling earlier today, 59-19. We'll take a 60-second break and be right back on WCDO.
At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, we don't just say we have a big inventory, we prove it every day.
Our brand new facility is just down the road on Route 7 and currently features over 125 vehicles, including a recent delivery of 30 Dodge Caravans.
You'll get top dollar for your trade-in and we'll even buy your vehicle. And remember, Butler Auto Sales has financing plans for every credit situation.
Our new facility also houses the Butler Service Department with brand new state-of-the-art equipment, experienced service techs, and very comfortable, spacious waiting areas.
Butler Auto will also pick up and deliver your car while you're at work.
So come browse the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area or schedule a service appointment to get your car ready for spring at Butler Auto Sales, now in our new facility just down the road on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
And our display lot on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Shop 24/7 and fill out a credit app online at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Courtside today from SUNY Delhi, the Section 4 Class D Girls Championship game. This is a matchup that we've been talking about and everybody's been talking about around the section for the last probably 6 months to a year. This is what everybody was hoping for, and in about 5 minutes from now, we're going to get a chance to see it. So I'm going to welcome in Franklin boys coach Sky Thompson. He's with me here today. Sky, of course, you know Franklin very well from being in the same building with them every day, but I know you and I have talked a lot about this matchup. We're both excited for it.
It's going to be a great matchup. You got two very good teams, probably the two best teams in Section 4 for girls, battling it out today. Section championship on the line is going to be great.
I think what's going to be interesting to see is both these teams can do a little bit of everything. They're fast. They can get up and down the floor. They can go to the inside, but both teams shoot the three ball very well. When you talk about Marissa and Kayla Campbell, they can step back and shoot the three, of course, for Franklin. Kayla now over 2,000 career points, but on the other side, somebody they know very well. They played AAU with Brooke Tillotson, so they know each other inside and out. That was down with the Twin Tier program out of Binghamton. So between Brooke Tillotson and the sophomore Abby Ensign, these are two girls that can also step out and shoot it, hitting multiple and multiple three-pointers every game for the Olympians. So it could be maybe who shoots better today, I guess.
Yeah, it could come down to that. You said both teams do a lot of things very well. I had the opportunity to watch Marathon a little bit the last time they played here. Haven't seen them, obviously. They're just a little bit outside of our area. But they impressed me quite a bit. And for Franklin, I'll tell you what, Marissa Campbell's been playing very well lately. Last game, she gave them a huge lift early on, making some big threes. Marathon can't leave her open. She's a great shooter. And a couple years ago, last time there was a normal regular season going on, she had one of the best games of her career at a home playoff game as well. I can't remember if that was against Marathon or who that was against.
I believe it was against Marathon.
She played one of the best games of her career, if not the best. I expect her to have another big night again tonight.
Yeah, what's interesting is a couple of teams recently have kind of dared Franklin to say, hey, we're going to take Kayla away. and let's try and see if Marissa and the rest of the girls can beat us. And Marissa has stepped up every single time. I know she hit four threes against South Courtright in the second quarter and really just put that game away for the Purple Devils.
Yeah, she's been playing great. She does a lot of things very well. Her and her sister, both very good basketball players. They both are able to handle the ball, be in guard. But as we talked about earlier in the season on the air, they have some height to them as well, which makes things very hard, whether it's in the press or just getting rebounds and stuff. Good athletes. But as you talked about before, Marathon's got some very good athletes, very good players as well. I was very impressed by what I saw from them. Brooke is a great player. They got a couple other very nice players as well. And as you said, they can make the three ball. I think it was their first game. They made a bunch of threes in that one, too, for this playoff run this year. I can't remember the exact number, but they made quite a few. I remember reading the stats.
Yeah, Brooke had four against Cherry Valley Springfield, and Abby Ensign hit seven threes. As I think that really floored a lot of people, that Marathon was able to beat a pretty good CVS team, Cherry Valley Springfield, by a wide margin. And I think that opened a lot of eyes to say, that's why they're the number one seed. So I think this is going to be a fantastic game here today.
It is, and as you said, very similar teams in that both can do a little bit of everything. It might just come down to who shoots the ball a little bit better, because if you're going to have a girl make seven threes, that's going to be a huge lift for you.
Make sure you stay tuned after this girls' game as well, because we're going to have the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. That's set to tip off at 4 o'clock. Between 2-seed South Courtright and 9-seed Richfield Springs. So it's going to be a doubleheader here today. That was the main reason we decided to come here to SUNY Delhi, is we are able to do two games here today. If we had another option today, it was going up to watch the Delhi girls against Newark Valley, but we didn't have any local Class C boys teams left. All of our MAC teams had been defeated. So we said, hey, let's come here, let's support the D's, let's try to get you as much bang for the buck for our listeners out there. And so we will do these two D games today. And the Delhi girls falling earlier, 59-19, to the number one team in the state, Newark Valley. But a fantastic season comes to a close for the Delhi Bulldogs and also the Unitego Lady Spartans earlier in the week, as both teams had to play against Newark Valley. So again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has those two lots in Sydney, a huge selection of clean pre-owned vehicles, and it's all on those two lots right in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, Butler will get you financed. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. When we come back, it's going to be go time, folks, between Franklin and Marathon here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And with the arrival of spring, Barnard's Hometown Hardware has what you need for your lawn and garden, including vegetable and flower seeds, plant markers and starter kits, garden tools, rakes, hoses, grass seed, potting soil, weed blocker, and much more. The paint room is stocked with quality interior and exterior Valspar paints, interior and exterior stains, and even craft supplies. Remember, Barnard sells nails and screws by the pound, so you only get what you need. This spring, visit Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Before we announce the starting lineups, it's probably going to get pretty loud in here in just a minute as they have announced all the non-starters so far, and now they'll be doing the starters coming up here for both the Marathon and the Franklin Girls. I want to thank all our special sponsors. We're going to be recognizing them throughout the two games here today. Let me just tell you, these sponsors allow us to be here at these games. They help us cover the costs that we have to put these games on the radio and bring them to you as a free service. So really, a big thank you to all our special sponsors, including the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Shenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin, and DTC Delhi Telephone Company. Again, we have a ton of special sponsors. Be recognizing them throughout today's broadcast as much as possible. All right, starting lineups first for the Marathon Girls. They are in the home white uniforms because they're the number one seed. They have the orange and the black trim. It says Olympians in black lettering across the front of the uniform. One of my favorite mascots around, the Olympians. I love it. So Marathon, head coach Andrew Pierce. He's become a good friend, a very nice guy. Sophomore number 5, Anna Hoyt. They have freshman number 21, Addie Oram. Senior number 22, Brooke Tillotson. She's one of the ones to watch here today. Senior number 23, Paige Hurlbert. And a sophomore, one of the other stars here from the outside, shooting the three, number 30, Abby Enzyme. For Franklin and longtime head coach Mike Dutcher, who's done a fantastic job. Great to see him back here in the Section 4 championship game. They start with senior number 2, Marissa Campbell. Seventh grader, number 12, Shannon Kingsbury, had such a great soccer season, really contributing in basketball as well after coming up from the JV squad. Of course, the 2,000-point scorer herself, senior number 22, Kayla Campbell, and senior number 24, Zoe Warren, as well as senior number 32, Meredith Shivers. This is a senior-heavy group, and they're here with something to prove today. Sky, it is hard to believe that no matter what happens in the next, 2 hours here or the next 2 weeks, the Campbells, career coming to an end at Franklin one way or the other, whether it's a state championship or something down the road or maybe even here today, but they have been around forever, and cool to see them get a chance to win here on the big stage if they can pull it off today.
Absolutely. You're talking about two great careers by two great girls, really, on and off the court. Pleasure. I've had the pleasure of my 3 years of Zeno and Franklin watching them, the time they put in, the work they put in. It's all come to this tonight, senior year, sectional championship game. But with that being said, as you mentioned, Shannon Kingsbury, seventh grader, had a phenomenal soccer game. JV call-up starting the sectional championship game for Franklin. That's got to be pretty cool for her, too.
Yeah, how about that? We're going to have to redo the opening tip here as both teams took a swing and a miss, and we'll come back and do it again.
Let's just hope the rest of the game is a little bit more smooth than that one.
Well, I'm sure all those early nerves. Ball is tipped, and the Olympians will have it here early with Paige Hurlbert. As the Olympians, again, in the white with the black and the orange trim, go left to right. Franklin's in the purple with the gold trim here. Ball to the high post. Kicked out to the right side here for Anna Hoyt. Baseline drive for her, just a little too strong. Rebound is picked up on that far side by Abby Enzyme.
Franklin coming out in the triangle and two right now on Marathon.
And Enzyme makes him pay with a three from the left side. Good start for the Olympians.
Olympians coming out pressing Franklin right now.
They get it to Kayla here at midcourt. They'll find Shivers down low. The layup won't go. Rebound for guess who? Kingsbury finds Shivers. Back out Marissa Campbell for three straight away. In and out. And a rebound for Tillotson underneath. And Tillotson back up the floor. Left side for Ensign.
Zoe Warren guarding her and Shannon Kingsbury guarding Brooke Tillotson for Marathon in this triangle and two defense for Franklin. We'll see how that works.
Tillotson to the left side again. Olympians going left to right. Tillotson with a little cut over to the left side. And we'll go to the left corner. 10 on the shot clock, and we're going to have a up and down call here on Marathon. They'll give it back to Franklin. We're a minute in, and Marathon leads 3-0. As Sky said, a little full court pressure here. It's Nate Lowell and Sky Thompson with you this afternoon, live from SUNY Delhi. Franklin with the basketball. They go to Shivers, left side. Pumps one back out, Zoe Warren. The jumper is good for Zoe Warren. Makes it 3-2. Marathon on top, and now a steal on the press by Kingsbury. Goes to Kayla Campbell. Puts on the brakes, goes back out Marissa for a college range three off the back of the rim. And Ensign with a rebound for Marathon. 6:25 to go in the first. Marathon leading 3-2. Tillotson to midcourt. Little crossover past Kingsbury. Feeds Ensign left corner. They'll back it out here. As Sky said, a little triangle and two action for Franklin to try to shut down those two main pieces of Marathon. Tillotson steps in. Didn't pull the trigger. Goes back to Ensign for three. Left this one short. Rebound Zoe Warren. 2 minutes gone first quarter, and Franklin down ahead for Kingsbury. The right-handed layup won't go. She got behind the defense, but couldn't quite finish from a tough angle. Rebound Marathon. Back down the floor with Ensign. Marathon leading 3-2, 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Section 4 Class D championship game. Right side of the floor here for Anna Hoyt. Now back straight away. Again, Marathon going left to right. They go to Ensign. Left wing side. She's 3-point line extended. Into the corner now for Anna Hoyt. Back up top for Tillotson. Steps in for a three. Left it short. Knocked out of bounds, and going back to Franklin. Just left that one short there for Brooke.
Very impressed so far by this Franklin defense. Two very good players for Marathon in the triangle and two right now, but they're not giving any easy looks.
And here comes that full court pressure again for Marathon. Looks like a little 2-2-1. Ball near midcourt. Tapped out of bounds there by Kayla Campbell. She saved it so it didn't hit the radio booth here, but Coach Andrew Pierce got it pretty much right in the chest there. He pointed at us and said, hey, I saved you guys. So appreciate that, Coach.
We do appreciate that early on.
This spot tends to have a lot of action come towards it. Marathon through traffic, and Ensign is able to dish it off down low. Shot is up and good for Paige Hurlburt.
Both teams like the press, so we'll see if that has an impact on this game as well, Nate. Marathon pressing Franklin, pressing Marathon, and then they drop back into a zone for both.
Marathon leads 5-2. Over the Franklin girls, here's Kayla Campbell for three on the right side. Just a little short. Rebound for Tillotson underneath. Long outlet pass, but nobody saw it coming. And it comes again right to our broadcast table. But Sky with the good save.
Well, I don't want to take too much credit for that one. I was more worried about your gear because, as we talked about with the South Courtright game, we don't want to go off air for the listeners, Nate.
We did. We did get knocked right off the air a couple of weeks ago when we were here for the Delaware League championship game for the boys. And here is Zoe Warren for three. She got it. And Zoe Warren has all 5 points for Franklin, and we're tied up at five apiece with 4.5 to go in the first quarter.
Franklin actually dropping out of their press, just getting back into the regular triangle and two as Shannon gets the steal on Brooke.
Now a steal by Kingsbury at midcourt, and she finishes. Very nicely done by the seventh grader there, Shannon Kingsbury, who just is kind of just so tough on defense, and you just give her a challenge, and she's all about it.
She's very quick, too, Nate. She moves very well laterally, side to side, and she's strong, too.
Marathon with the basketball, 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, and they'll throw it away. They tried to go across the defense to Ensign, and it rolls out of bounds. So 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, and Franklin has taken the lead 7-5, and no points by the Campbells so far. So a good sign for Franklin if they get going. The role players are doing their jobs, too. And now a reach-in foul here, I believe, going to be on the Olympians on Addie Oram.
And as you said, great sign for Franklin early on here. They got 7 points and none for the Campbell girls. So it means they're getting contributions from their other players, and that's exactly what you want in a championship game like this.
Yeah, the senior Zoe Warren stepping up with a three and a two here in the early going. Kingsbury goes to Marissa Campbell, far side for Kayla. Back to the high post. They'll find Zoe Warren, the jumper, in and out, rebound Tillotson. And Brooke hasn't scored yet, but she's doing a good job on the glass for the Olympians. Back down the floor. They find Ensign on the left side. Takes it inside. The bank off the glass is good. And she will score. Abby Ensign with 5 points so far. We're tied at 7. 3:25 to go first quarter. Kayla Campbell left side. Wants to go on the baseline. Stops and pops. And off the back of the rim, it rolls off. And a rebound for Marathon. Long pass ahead for Marathon, but a traveling violation on Addie Orem is going to give it back to Franklin with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Again, some special sponsors today include Cohen and Frazier Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, Mirabito Energy Products, and Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Purple Devils with the ball. Kingsbury tried to go to the high post, and Brooke with a steal here for Marathon. Tillotson down the left side of the floor, steps through, and is fouled by Shannon Kingsbury with 3 minutes to go in the first, and foul is on the floor. Actually, no, they're going to say this will be a shooting opportunity here for Brooke Tillotson.
No. Oh, well, never mind. One official was pointing for the side. Wait.
Boy, I don't know. Yeah, Marathon is calling for a shooting opportunity, but it's not going to happen. Brooke was standing at the foul line there, and it's going to be on the baseline, but it's taken away here by Kayla Campbell. So nothing comes to that for Marathon. 2:50 to go in the first. We're tied 7-7. Section 4 Class D championship game, and a turnover here. Tillotson with the steal. Trying to go coast-to-coast. Stripped out of bounds. Good hustle back there by Marissa Campbell to knock it out. Again, with 2:42 to go in the first quarter, tied at 7. And so the Olympians will be doing the inbounding with Abby Ensign. And she'll look to get it in and finds Anna Hoyt on the left side. Hoyt back to Ensign. Pump fakes, and then it's stripped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Olympians, says the Zebra Crew. 2:35 to go in the first. Thanks for listening as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. We're glad to have you here today. Olympians with the basketball. And they'll find Tillotson for a straightaway three here. High arcing shot, no good. We're going to have a foul underneath, it looks like. And I believe this is going, it's going to be on Marathon on Paige Hurlbert, who is jockeying for position down low with Marissa Campbell. 2:25 to go in the first. We are tied at 7 apiece. And a timeout is going to be taken here by Franklin. Again, 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Section 4 championship game. And it's tied 7-7 between Marathon and Franklin on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, some more of our special sponsors today include A.O. Fox Hospital, Tri-Town Campus in Sydney, as well as Sportsfield Specialties right down the road here in Delhi. We're tied 7-7 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter here in the Section 4 Class D Girls Championship game. Here's Kayla Campbell looking for that first three of the game. No, just a little short, not enough mustard on it, and a rebound for Tillotson of Marathon. And back down the floor here on the right side, Tillotson gets around Kingsbury, but there's going to be a foul, and that will be the second on Shannon Kingsbury. So if you're Coach Dutcher, what do you do here? Do you roll the dice?
That's tough because she's been playing very good defense on Brooke. As you said, Brooke hasn't scored yet, but that's tough. Two fouls here in the first quarter. You really hope she doesn't get a great one. She's been playing some great defense. She got a nice fast break layup, but she's got to be careful here.
1:55 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 7 apiece. Ensign for Marathon with a shot. No. Rebound also off the mark there for Addie Orem, and a rebound for Franklin. Campbell back down the floor.
Right now it looks like Coach Dutcher is going to leave Shannon in. You really hope she doesn't get a third.
Here is Kingsbury, left side in front of the Marathon bench as Franklin's in the purple with the gold trim going right to left. Far side shivers. Inside for Kingsbury. Little up and under. Skims off the front of the rim. Zoe Warren a rebound. That won't go down. Rebound for Tillotson of Marathon. Minute 25 to go in the first. Here's Brooke in transition. Stops and pops and hits from 10 feet on the left side.
That was a great move by Brooke. She stopped, crossed back over. Did a nice little pull up there for a mid-range jump shot.
And here's Kayla Campbell trying to answer. Couldn't get it to go. Kingsbury with the rebound off the glass. And the kiss is good there for Shannon Kingsbury. And it's 9-9 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Marathon doing a good job of shutting down, I shouldn't say shutting down the Campbells, but they're scoreless, and yet it's still a 9-9 game. Here is Tillotson on the left side. They go to Ensign, splits two defenders, and a foul. Oh, boy, who's this going to be on? If you're a Franklin fan, you're on pins and needles, and it will be on Zoe Warren. So Franklin's going to have to be careful here, Sky, with their kind of in-your-face defense.
Yeah, Shannon's been playing some great defense, but she's gotten two fouls, and Zoe just picked up her first, and she's been the other one playing man-to-man in this triangle and two that Franklin's been playing.
And here is Marathon trying to get a shot off, and it's good. A long two. The bank is open for Bailey Hurlburt from that right elbow. Makes it 11-9.
And as you said, long two, because even though there's the white three-point line, which is the one that stands out the most, that's the college one.
So here is Campbell, far side, Zoe Warren. Finds Marissa Campbell on the right side. Across for Shivers. To the interior for Kingsbury. Off the glass and good for Shannon Kingsbury.
She's playing with two fouls. She's gotten 4 points since then. Coach Dutcher's lucked out so far, leaving her in the game.
We're tied 11-11. 12 seconds left here, and Marathon has the ball going left to right. They're in their own offensive end. Shot clock is off. 5 seconds left. Tillotson with the ball. Steps in for a long two. Died on the back of the rim. Rebound. Can they get one off in time? No. We're tied 11-11 at the end of the first quarter here in the Section 4 Class D championship game at SUNY Delhi. Just what we expected so far. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Purple Devils with the ball and a steal by Tillotson near midcourt as we're tied 11-11 to start the second quarter. Tillotson trying to go coast to coast, and she is fouled by Kingsbury, who is trying to hustle back on D.
Shannon tried to make a play and get a stop there. Tested the shot, got a foul. That's big, Nate. We're only 16 seconds into the third, and she just got her third.
So tied 11-11. And Coach Dutcher looking down the bench here. Looks like he might be calling on Haley Taggart, who is a very good athlete. We'll see if he brings her in. Tillotson to the line, off the back of the rim, and no. So interesting so far here, Sky. Brooke Tillotson, only 2 points for Marathon. Marissa and Kayla haven't scored yet. You know, they're so good. They're going to get fired up at some point here. But it's the role players so far that are doing the dirty work as Tillotson gets the second one at the line, and it's 12-11 Marathon.
So you see Haley Taggart get off the bench just like you said, Nate, but she didn't go in for Shannon if she's going in for Shannon after that free throw. So you're hoping right now she doesn't somehow get a fourth on something that's going to happen. If there's another steal or something like that, you really hope she doesn't get it, because right now Shannon is their leading scorer in this game.
Franklin with the ball down low, a missed shot by Shivers. And a traveling violation on the rebound on Franklin's Zoe Warren. So Taggart is going to come in, and yes, Kingsbury will come out here. That's what they decided to do. 7:22 to go in the second quarter, and Marathon leads 12-11.
It'll be interesting to see if this changes the game plan at all. Shannon's been playing some great defense on Brooke so far, with her not in the game, and who knows for how long. I'll be interested to see if they switch the defense up at all.
Far side of the floor here for the Marathon Olympians. Brooke Tillotson, nice step through off the glass, and good.
And we're already seeing Brooke right that time. Shannon wasn't guarding her. She took it right to the hole. She's being aggressive.
14-11 now the score. Franklin girls trailing at Marathon here with 6:55 to go in the second quarter. They find Shivers. Now back out to Zoe Warren, to Marissa Campbell on the left side.
And it looks like Marathon's actually switched to a triangle and two as well, Dane.
So a little change up here for Coach Andrew Pierce and his squad. And here's Marissa taking it inside. Shot won't go. Kayla the rebound, and she's fouled. And maybe this is what Franklin needs. Get Kayla to the line. you get to see one maybe go through the hoop here, and it kind of gets the mojo going here, Coach.
Yeah, she hasn't had any good looks so far yet, but if she sees the ball go in, she scored over 2,000 points for her career. She's a very gifted scorer, gifted basketball player. As you said, see one go through the hoop, it might get her going.
So 6:38 to go, second quarter. Marathon leads Franklin 14-11. Kayla at the line. First one is good.
Right through two, so I think she's ready to go.
Second shot coming here for Kayla Campbell at the line as she'll settle in for the Franklin Purple Devils. And the second one off the front of the rim, out of bounds. And which way are they going to call this one here? I haven't seen an official signal yet.
I think it's Franklin ball, but I didn't see a signal either.
Yep, looks like it will be staying with the Purple Devils. They'll be doing the inbounding duties underneath the hoop here. They're going to find Kayla on a nice cut through and off the glass. It's good for Kayla Campbell. Nice feed from Marissa, and we're tied at 14.
Great pass and great cut from both.
6.5 to go in the second quarter. Again, tied at 14 in the Section 4 Class D Girls Championship game. Here is Marathon passing it down low. They'll try to go to the left corner, and it's going to roll out of bounds as Bailey Hurlburt couldn't get there in time. Other special sponsors today include Wagner Logging and Hardwood Hills Golf Course between Masonville and Deposit, as well as Acco Brands of Sydney and Lang Construction in South Courtright. Franklin with the ball. Here is Kayla Campbell to the right side. We'll pull it out to Shivers. Now top of the key here for Zoe Warren. Ball was tipped, but Shivers got it back at the foul line. Finds Taggart down low. Good pump fake. Steps in and hits it. Haley Taggart off the bench with a bucket for Franklin.
Steps right off the bench. She scores, and it's a nice little move there. Franklin getting some nice contributions from their bench so far.
16-14, Purple Devils leading the Olympians. 5:45 to go, second quarter. Ensign with a deep three here, well beyond the college line, and it's short. Rebound Zoe Warren. Franklin back down the floor after picking up that rebound. Across midcourt as Franklin goes right to left. They're right here at midcourt in front of the scorer's table. Kayla Campbell, left side now. Stops and pops from 15 feet. A little long and a rebound on the far side off the missed shot for Marathon and Paige Hurlburt. A pass ahead now for Addie Oram. Little crossover move to the left low block. Pump fakes, kicks one back out. A jumper for Marathon is no good. It'll roll out of bounds and go back to Franklin as Marathon couldn't get the rebound. 5:12 to go in the second quarter. It's 16-14. Franklin girls leading Marathon in a very tight and close championship game so far. Thanks for listening online today as well, WCDOsports.com, as well as any listeners we have in Norwich on our new station over there, 92.3. Kayla Campbell with a left side jumper. It's no good. Off to the right side and a rebound for the Olympians. I shouldn't say new station. I should say new frequency out there for all you true radio friends. And here is Ensign on the right side. Wants to go to the corner now for Anna Hoyt. Hoyt will kick one back up to Tillotson. Tillotson closely guarded here by Taggart. They're going to get her for being a little too physical there at the top of the key. So obviously, Coach Dutcher has been telling those girls we need to be right in Brooks' grill, that's for sure.
They have not given her any room. Shannon was right up in her. Haley Taggart coming in. Now Haley's guarding her. They've been right up on her, not giving any room at all.
So Marathon will get the ball into Tillotson. Comes off a screen, into the paint, slashing and slicing through the D. Misses it, but gets her own rebound and is fouled. And Marathon will head to the free throw line with 4.5 to go in the second quarter and the Franklin girls leading 16-14.
Great effort by Brooks that time. Took it right to the rim again. Missed the shot. Got her own rebound right back up and drew the foul.
So Tillotson will head to the line and will settle in. Tillotson's first shot is good and Brooke has 6 points so far. Abby Ensign has 5 for Marathon. Kingsbury has 6 for Franklin and 5 for Zoe Warren to lead the Purple Devils. Tillotson's second shot is pure. And so Tillotson has 7. And we're tied at 16 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Here is Campbell across the SUNY Delhi Broncos logo at midcourt. Gets a screen, goes to the right, finds Zoe Warren. Little give and go back to Kayla. Across for Haley Taggart. Off the glass and good. Nice ball movement by Franklin.
Taggart with 4 points off the bench for Franklin. That's been huge with Shannon being their leading scorer. Coming in for Shannon. She's given 4 quick points to Franklin. That's been great for them off the bench.
Franklin leads 18-16. Here's Ensign trying to go to the rim. Knocked away. Rebound for Kayla Campbell. 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Low scoring defensive battle here. Franklin leading by 2, 18-16. Shivers straightaway jumper is good for a long 2 from just above the foul line for Meredith Shivers of Franklin. And Franklin leads 20-16 now. Here is Tillotson, goes all the way, misses a left-handed layup, just a little too strong, and a rebound for Franklin. Back down the floor for Kayla Campbell, going right to left. She's on the left wing. Looks to get a screen. Now dribble drive to the right side. Still three-point line extended. Baseline here for Zoe Warren. Her jumper is good. Zoe Warren with 7 points, and Marathon takes a timeout. Little 6-0 run there by Franklin. And the Purple Devils lead 22-16 over Marathon with 3:20 to go in the second quarter on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Utadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull and Franklin boys coach Skylar Thompson with you here live from SUNY Delhi. Section 4 Class D girls basketball championship game, and Franklin leads Marathon 22-16. Tillotson down the left side floats one to the interior. Ball is knocked away. Looks like we might have a foul underneath on Shivers on the left low block. And yes, it's going to be on Meredith Shivers. Here's our team foul situation in the second quarter. That's 4 on Franklin, only 1 on Marathon.
And that's big, too, because that's Meredith's second as well. And one of the things I was just going to point out is one thing that's underrated about Franklin, and it helps because the Campbell girls are guards, but their size is very underrated. Meredith's a big part of that. And when she's got 2 fouls, that could play a difference. That could make a difference in this game if she were to somehow pick up a third as well.
Shivers with a rebound here, speak of the devil. The purple devil, I should say, as Franklin brings it back down the floor. Hey, you need a little radio humor now and again. They go to Shivers, top of the key, now to Taggart on the baseline as Franklin leads 22-16. Kayla underneath, lost control of the ball. Franklin wanted a foul. They didn't get it. Tillotson all the way back down the floor, but Marissa chased her all the way down from behind and popped it out of there. Great hustle by Franklin. Good hustle by both sides there.
Absolutely, but credit to Marissa for hustling all the way back, stopping an easy fast break layup for Brooke.
Well, the Olympians will have it on their own baseline here underneath the hoop with 2:38 to go in the second quarter. It's 22-16. Franklin girls leading Marathon. Back up top for Anna Hoyt at the top of the key. Hoyt, the sophomore guard, punches it to the interior. They go far side for Ensign. She's looking to fire a couple of those threes, but this one is knocked away by Zoe Warren. Ensign gets it back to the top of the key again, and now it's taken away by Kayla Campbell. Boy, a physical play at the top of the key, a reach-in foul on Ensign, as Campbell might have had a breakaway layup there, but was fouled, kind of a hip check near midcourt. And Coach Pierce is saying, you know, there's a lot of jockeying on both sides here.
I was just going to say, this game's been very physical. Franklin is not giving Brooke or Abby Ensign for Marathon any room at all. They're playing physical defense on them. I think that's what Coach Pierce from Marathon is saying right now, is it's going both ways.
Shivers with a pull-up jumper, left this one short. Out of bounds, going back to Marathon. So a good look for Shivers. Couldn't connect that time. So coming up on 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, it's the Franklin girls leading Marathon 22-16. Olympians will get it in. That pressure continues to come here from the Purple Devils. And here is Brooke Tillotson on the right side of the floor. Tillotson crosses over her defender, pulls up from the foul line and hits it. And Brooke has 9 points now for Marathon.
That was just a great move, great finish by Brooke. There's not much you can do as a defender when you make a shot like that.
22-18, 1:45 to go, second quarter. Franklin going right to left. They try to go to Shivers at the top of the key, punched away by Tillotson. Brooke in transition, takes it inside, left-handed layup, no. Ball out of bounds, off the miss. It's going to stay with the Olympians with 1:33 to go in the second quarter. And the Marathon defense, they've turned it up a little bit here, Sky.
Absolutely, but credit Marissa right there for going straight up. All right, if you extend your arms forward even a little bit, that's a foul. She went straight up, made a tough shot for Brooke.
Yeah, great defense by both sides here today. Ensign for three, in and out, rebound, Shivers.
That one was halfway down.
Yes, it was. It looked like it was going to go. but a rebound for the Purple Devils as they lead 22-18, 1:20 to go second quarter. Campbell at the top of the key. Kayla with the ball, finding Taggart for a three in the left corner. No. Rolled off the back of the rim, and a rebound for Marathon. Back down the floor here for Anahoyt. Front of the scorer's table as Marathon goes left to right. And they'll try to go to Tillotson. Left elbow for her. No. Hit the rim twice. Bounced out of bounds. Going back to Franklin with 58 seconds to go in the second quarter. Just the game we expected here. Very tight between the top two seeds in the Section 4 Class D girls bracket. And a game that everyone's been talking about since the start of the year. Could these two teams meet up? Kayla with a great pass ahead for Haley Taggart, up and in.
Great move by Haley. She pump faked the defender who was trying to block the shot, got her to jump in the air, miss it, and then goes right up and finishes.
The players off the bench today have been tremendous for Franklin, and they lead 24-18 with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. And now a charge is called against the Olympians. Haley Taggart sacrificing the body at the top of the key gets the charge call.
And here we were talking about what's going to happen with Shannon Kingsbury not in the game. Haley Taggart's come in, I think giving them 6 points, played great defense, and just drew a charge there to pick. Well, I don't think they updated. Oh, that was, no, that is her second right there.
Yeah, that's her second.
For what?
Ensign here for Marathon.
For her second foul, that's huge.
So 24-18, Franklin will get the ball in. Kayla Campbell at the top of the key. Down to 25 seconds to go. Second quarter, halftime break coming up. Here's Kayla on the baseline, stops and hits the shot underneath. Kayla Campbell with 5 points. 10 seconds left, second quarter. Franklin leads 26-18. Tillotson across midcourt, tries to feed it to the interior, knocked away. Tillotson steals it back though, gets it to Ensign for a deep three here, no. Just came up a little short, and Franklin heads to the break with a 26-18 lead over the Marathon Olympians. We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll talk things over here. Coach, before we hit the break, Marathon looks frustrated coming off the floor. What do you think?
They do, absolutely. Physical first half, and it was physical both ways, but you can understand sometimes frustration where you think, you know, if you get a steal or a turnover and it's based off of a foul that wasn't called or something like that, it is frustrating. But credit to Franklin for playing very physical basketball. You know, Marathon's got very good, quick athletes, and Franklin's just, we're going to body up, play tough and physical, and we'll see what happens.
Coach Pierce here for Marathon actually talking with the officials before he goes to the locker room, trying to get an explanation. I think trying to just get his point across. Anything at this point when you're down at the break, you know, that you can get to swing your way in the second half, that's what you're looking for. So we'll take a break. We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. And the score at the intermission here at SUNY Delhi is the Franklin girls leading 26-18 over Marathon. If you're looking for the Delhi girls score against Newark Valley today, Newark Valley winning that game 59-19. We'll talk about that when we come back as well on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report live from SUNY Delhi. The Franklin girls leading Marathon 26-18 in the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Championship game. Of course, Morabito Energy Products has been serving the community since 1927. At Morabito, our people make energy different. And before we go through the scoring summary here, Sky, your thoughts on the first half? They really, both teams playing well, good physical defense, but I'm so impressed by some of these role players for Franklin stepping up and hitting some shots when they need.
Oh, yeah. When you can get role players like Shannon Kingsbury and Haley Taggart and Zoe Warren right now. Haley and Shannon both have 6. Zoe, I believe, has 5. When you get a combined 17 points out of your role players in championship games, that's huge. We talk about it all the time. Everyone knows who Kayla is. Everyone knows Marissa. You don't want to let them get going. And I don't believe Marissa's really even taken a shot, to be honest. I was thinking about that before we came back on the air.
One or two, but not many, but, yeah.
And Kayla, they've held her to 5. But the role players stepping up and giving great defensive effort, making it tough on Brooke and Abby Ensign for Marathon has been, it's not just the scoring, it's that part of it too, but when you get the scoring, that's an added bonus, and it's been great for them. And if they can continue that on, you got to like Franklin's chances.
Yeah, nice lead here at the half, 26-18. Let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard. As we said, the Delhi girls falling earlier today to Newark Valley, 59-19. We do have an update on the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game. It's at halftime right now at SUNY Cortland. Moravia leads Newfield 24-21. So I know that's not in our normal coverage area, but this time of year, everybody loves to know all the scores and see who has a chance to be moving on into the state tournament, possibly. Moravia just always seems to find a way on the boys' side. Speaking of the scoring here, let's do Franklin first. 7 points for Zoe Warren, 6 for Haley Taggart, 6 for Shannon Kingsbury. I don't think anybody would have guessed that coming in. Kayla Campbell with 5, and Meredith Shivers with 2.
Yeah, so I was misquoted. I actually forgot 2 more that Zoe had. So they've actually got 19 between Zoe Warren, Haley Taggart, and Shannon Kingsbury. That is great scoring from your role players, and you got to love that if you're Franklin.
Great to see a player like Haley Taggart, too, come in and play like this. Just a quiet, good player, you know, played some big minutes in soccer back on defense, but, you know, hasn't seen a ton of time on the court, but Coach Dutcher had that confidence in her. She comes in, plays great so far.
Haley hasn't had a whole lot of minutes this year for the varsity basketball team, but as you said, on soccer plays, I think she started for their soccer team, which was a good soccer team they had on defense. But when you get minutes from like that from her, who doesn't normally play, and Shannon, who has been getting some nice minutes off the bench but was a JV Carlton as a seventh grader, when you get the kind of contribution from people who don't get normal minutes on the court, this is probably even more than they would have even hoped for. You would think going in, if you're Coach Dutcher, if I can get some good defense from Shannon and Lynette Brooke, and if Meredith or someone gets in foul trouble, you know, if Haley comes in and gives you some nice minutes or something like that, rebounds, plays good defense, that's great. But to get the scoring on top of it has been just a nice added bonus for them.
On the other side for Marathon, 9 points for Brooke Tillotson, 5 from Abby Enzine, 2 from Bailey Hurlburt, and 2 from Paige Hurlburt. So we'll see what Marathon drew up in the locker room, if they can come out and hit some shots here in the second half. That'll be interesting to see. So we'll take a break. We'll get you set for the start of the third quarter. It's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Our score at the break, 26-18, Franklin girls on top of Marathon. And don't forget, we're going to have the boys' Section 4 Class D championship game right here on CDO after this as well, featuring Richfield Springs and South Courtright. Again, just some special sponsors we want to recognize here today. They include NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, Bassett Healthcare's O'Connor Hospital right here in Delhi, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, Assemblyman Joe Angelino. You can listen to his episode on my podcast if you want at natelull.com. Also SFCU and Keller Williams real estate agent Stacy Frazier. I know Stacy Frazier is a big Franklin fan, so she wanted to give a good luck wish to the girls here today. We'll be back with the third quarter on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
You got to love the fanfare at these games. We got both teams had brought a big fan base. We got the Franklin crowd running around. We got a player running up and down here with the flag, the Purple Devils flag that I see at a lot of their championship games. Really cool to see. So we'll start the third quarter here, 26-18, the Franklin girls leading Marathon, and Marathon will have the ball to start this third quarter. They are now going right to left. They're in the white with the black and the orange trim. Franklin is in the purple with the white and the gold trim. And a steal by Kingsbury, knocked out of bounds, is going to stay with Marathon.
Good to see her back in the game. You're hoping, if you're Coach Dutcher right now, she doesn't get a fourth early on here. She was great for him early on. You want to keep her on the floor. Even though you've got a nice miss from Haley off the bench, if you can leave Shannon on the court with her quickness, that'll be a nice added bonus.
Olympians with the ball. They go to Tillotson. Comes off a screen. Steps in for a long two. Skim the front of the rim. A rebound on the far side won't go down for Paige Hurlburt. And then Marissa Campbell cleaned up the mess after that for Franklin. Kayla, long pass ahead. Finds Kingsbury. Steps in. Blocked out of bounds. Looks like we're going to have a foul, though, on Marathon on that block. So we're just 30 seconds into the third quarter, and again, the Franklin girls leading 26-18. Foul's going to be on Hurlburt from Marathon, and this is going to send Kingsbury to the line. She has 6 points.
One of the underrated things that Shannon does is she leaks out behind the defense after a shot goes up, and right there they found her.
So Kingsbury to the line, and the first shot is no good. Second one coming here for the lefty. Again, 7:28 to go in the third. Franklin girls leading 26-18. The Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Championship game. Shannon gets the second one to go. And she has 7 points. Again, had a tremendous soccer season where Franklin made the sectional final game but fell in that contest to Skenevis. And Marathon and Franklin met in soccer sectionals as well in the semifinals. They're very familiar with each other. Ball tapped out of bounds. Tillotson had her pocket picked there by Kayla Campbell, and it's going to go to Franklin here. And the Marathon crowd not happy about that.
Well, and Brooke wasn't happy about that either. You could tell on her face. She was communicating with her teammates and getting something set up for offense, and then she saw the change by the ref. So.
And now she gets a steal right back, wants to take it to the rim, and finishes. Tillotson with 11, and that might have just enraged Brooke Tillotson to get moving here. I'm not sure. We'll see. 27-20 with 6:50 to go in the third. Here is Kayla Campbell back out to Marissa. She's looking to get things going. Steps in for a deep three and hits it. Marissa Campbell from downtown.
She is a great shooter, and she's one of those players where it doesn't matter how far off the line she is, it's a good shot for her.
That was a deep, deep three there for Marissa. Tillotson tries to go to the inside for Abby Enzine on the right low block. Feeds one back out to Tillotson. 6.5 to go here in the third, and Tillotson and Kayla get tied up. We're going to have a jump ball, and Arrow's going to give it back to the Purple Devils. So Franklin with a 10-point lead here with 6:25 to go in the third quarter, 30-20. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you here. Of course, Sky is the Franklin boys coach. Glad to have him along today. And Franklin going left to right. Marissa steps back for another three and hits it.
There she is. We talked about her before the game. She can get hot real quick. We're not even 2 minutes into this quarter. She's already made two.
And that's two huge threes there for Marissa Campbell, making it 33-20. Franklin on top. And are we going to have a foul on that far side here? I'm not exactly sure what the call is. Yeah, it's going to be some sort of a foul here on Marissa Campbell for a push-off, it looks like. And inbounds pass here for Marathon. Brooke Tillotson back up top. We'll feed one to Paige Hurlburt. 5:50 to go in the third. It's a 13-point lead for Franklin. Pull-up jumper here for Marathon is good. And Addie Oram makes her first bucket. Cuts to 33-22. Kingsbury back out to Kayla Campbell. Far side for Marissa again. Pump fakes on a three. And tries to pass it across the top of the defense, stolen away by the Olympians. Marissa's going to steal it back, though. Reached into the breadbasket and took it away. With 5:20 to go in the third, Franklin girls leading 33-22. Franklin with the ball going left to right. They skip it across the top of the defense. Kayla goes inside for Marissa. Now back out to Kayla. Left side corner three, too strong. Rebound is a jump ball. And the Arrow is going to give it to the Olympians here. 5:10 to go in the third. Franklin girls leading 33-22 live from SUNY Delhi. And the Olympians will get the ball back here after that jump ball. More full court pressure coming. A little 2-1-2 pressure, it looks like. Full court coming from Franklin and a steal by Kingsbury. In the paint, tries to go down low for Zoe Warren. Now she'll work it back out. They put the brakes on. Now they go right back inside for Kayla. A little up and under, and she scores. And Kayla Campbell now with 7 points. Starting to come alive. And it's 35-22. Franklin girls on top. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Purple Devils shooting very well. Here's Tillotson for three on the left side. No, skim the front of the rim, and a rebound underneath for Franklin. Kayla Campbell across midcourt. Campbell puts on the brakes, finds Marissa. Now back to Kayla, steps in for a three here, and no, off the back of the rim, rebound for Zoe Warren. Went into the land of the trees and pulled it down. Kicks it back out for Shivers. Far side for Marissa for three. Tried to go to the bank, no good. Kingsbury, rebound, hits it, and she's fouled. And Kingsbury has come alive. She's got 9 points, and the seventh grader is going to the line here for Franklin. 37-22 now the score. The Purple Devils are in full command over Marathon.
And you mentioned it earlier. Shannon played in a sectional championship game for soccer, and she is again here in basketball. For a seventh grader, not too many get to play in two sectional championships in a career, let alone in their seventh grade year, Nate.
And she hits the free throw. She now has 10 points, and it's 38-22 as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Unbelievable. Tillotson to the left side, splits two defenders, lost control of it, and will have a foul. And you can get the sense here that Marathon is not in panic mode, but they can feel the pressure. This is a big deficit. It's only gotten bigger since halftime, and they're struggling to try to score here. Olympians with the basketball, again going right to left. They'll feed one into the corner in front of their own bench for Anna Hoyt. Hoyt into the paint here at the right elbow. We'll go to the far side for Bailey Hurlburt. Now back out for Anna Hoyt. Going to the interior here for Tillotson. Little spin move. Brooke off the glass. It's too strong, and a rebound for Marissa. And Franklin has the ball. They'll bring it back down the floor. And with 3.5 to go in the third, it's 38-22. Franklin with the basketball. Shivers goes far side as they go left to right. Now on the left wing for Kayla Campbell. Marissa on the baseline. Feeds one back over. Kingsbury jumper, no. Rebound underneath for Marathon. And back down the floor here for the Olympians with 3:10 to go in the third. Cross-court pass, no. Intercepted by Marissa. In transition, she puts on the brakes, feeds it for Kayla. To the interior, off the glass, and good. And everything is going Franklin's way right now, and a timeout is taken by Marathon. Franklin leads 40-22 with 3 minutes to go in the third on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2:55 to go in the third, and it's 40-22. Franklin girls leading Marathon. And out of the timeout, a jumper is up and good here for Bailey Hurlburt. That cuts it to 40-24. 2:40 to go in the third. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream's brought to you by SFCU. A give and go, Kingsbury to Kayla, and she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but will head to the line. Just want to recognize some more of our special sponsors for today's game, including Matthew Campbell Insurance on Main Street right in Franklin, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, the Franklin Railroad Museum, as well as NBT Bank and Mirabito Gresham Insurance. And at the line, Kayla Campbell puts it up and in. And Kayla now with 10 points. So you have Kayla with 10 and Shannon Kingsbury with 10 to lead the way for the Purple Devils. As Franklin now leads 41-24 over Marathon. 2.5 to go in the third, and Kayla gets the second one to go. She has 11 points. 42-24, and everything is falling right now for FCS. Olympians in the backcourt. They'll come across the midcourt logo. Here is Enzyme. Drives to the hoop, and her shot is up and good for Abby Enzyme. And she has 7 points. Makes it 42-26. And Kayla Campbell in the backcourt goes to the left side. Franklin going left to right. She gets a screen, kicks it back off for Zoe Warren. To the far side for Meredith Shivers. A cutter, that's Kayla in the paint. Little up and under, no. A lot of contact, but no call. And a rebound for Marathon. Can the Olympians fight their way back into this game? Tillotson in transition, feeds one far side. Pull-up jumper here, no, off the front of the rim. Kayla with a rebound off the miss from Addie Orem. Long pass ahead. They find Kingsbury, but she's blocked out of bounds there by a hustling back, Addie Orem. No, excuse me, that was Enzyme on the block. Minute 45 to go in the third, and Franklin leads 42-26. This Section 4 Class D Girls Championship ball game. Franklin will look to get it in. They find Kayla right back inside for Kingsbury. Feeds one across. Zoe Warren, the jumper is good. Zoe Warren's got 9.
Great play right there. They inbound the ball to Kayla. Shannon made a nice move, a little bounce pass, and Zoe knocked it down. That was just a great basketball play.
44-26, and this might be the best we've seen Franklin play all year. Honestly, they are hitting everything.
They picked the right day to do it.
Yes, they did. Minute 20 to go in the third. Shot inside for Marathon. Rolled off the front of the rim from Bailey Hurlburt. But Addie Oram keeps it alive. But then a pass to the interior is intercepted by Marissa Campbell.
And they're getting contributions from everyone. And it's great to see that, especially this time of the year. But they have a lot of very talented basketball players. And they're getting contributions from all of them.
Knocked out of bounds here by the Olympians. Good ball movement again. Set up a shot from Zoe Warren, but it was blocked out of bounds again by Enzyme. With exactly a minute to go in the third, and the Franklin girls leading 44-26. A close game all the way through the first half has now turned into a considerable lead for the Franklin Purple Devils. A three for Kayla Campbell off the inbounds play is no good, and a rebound, but a steal back here by Shannon Kingsbury. But a traveling violation will turn the hot potato back over to the Olympians.
But the impact that she has on this game, Nate, and we talked about it, and you kind of felt the difference a little bit. Haley played great for them, but Shannon's so quick to where she gets to those passes and creating steals for Franklin.
Marathon down the floor here with Enzyme, trying to go coast to coast. She's tied up for a jump ball, and it's going to go back to Franklin. And looking across at the Marathon fans, they are perplexed. They're upset by some of these calls. It has been a tough day to be an Olympians fan, and you feel for them.
You do, but that was a great play by Marissa right there. She got her hands on the ball. Great call by the ref.
Kayla on the right side, driving on the baseline, and a foul. Franklin is just taking it right to the teeth of the defense, making Marathon try to guard them in any way, shape, or form, and you can't just focus on the Campbells today. They have proven these role players are doing it, too, for Franklin. They'll work it into Zoe Warren at the top of the key. 30 seconds to go in the third. Here is Marissa on the right side. Tries a long two and hit the rim, went up over the glass and out of bounds. With 24 seconds to go in the third, Franklin leads 44-26. Olympians will look to get it in. Enzyme to Tillotson in the backcourt. And Tillotson will bring it down the floor and goes to Anna Hoyt. Now back to Brooke Hoyt. Steps in, off the pass from Brooke. Shot is no good on the left side. She went for three. Kayla checks the time with 10 seconds left. Campbell behind the back dribble into the foul line. Shot there, a floater, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up. Third try, no, and that'll do it. Three chances for Kayla, but she couldn't score. And Franklin leads 44-26. Fourth quarter coming up here in the Section 4 Class D Girls Championship game on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Franklin girls leading Marathon in a surprising game here, 44-26. Thought this one was going to stay tight most of the way, as it looked like it would earlier, but Franklin has played extremely well today. Marathon to the far side now as they go right to left. They have it on the right side with Paige Hurlburt. Back to Brooke Tillotson. Tillotson has 8 minutes to try to save the Marathon season, but a steal by Kayla Campbell, and that's not how you want to start.
No, but here's the thing. You kind of felt at the end of the second quarter, the momentum starting to change just a little bit. Franklin carried that on to the third quarter, and I believe they only gave 8 points, I think, that entire third quarter and scored.
Yeah, they were great.
So,
pass to the interior here from Campbell to Shannon Kingsbury. And that is knocked away. And it's going to go back to Marathon. I believe, did they call a jump there, Sky?
No, actually, they called a travel.
Called the travel, okay. It disappeared into a sea of bodies, and then there was a whistle. Back the other way for the Olympians on the right side. A jumper is no good. Shot there was from Addie Oram. Knocked out of bounds. Will stay with Marathon.
Tough to see sometimes what's getting called or what happened or anything like that.
Yeah, when you're courtside, you get screened a lot here. We got Coach Pierce walking in front of us, different officials at times. So we don't have the bird's eye view, but it is fun being right down here on the floor. Pull-up jumper here from the right elbow is good for Addie Oram. And that makes it 44-28 with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter.
If you're a Marathon, you want to just try and chip away one possession at a time. It's a pretty good-sized lead right now, but it's not undoable. You've just got to play your game and get stops.
Now here's a steal for Marathon, but Campbell knocks it out of bounds. And so it's going to stay with the Olympians. 6:40 to go in the fourth. Olympians will look to get it in. They go right to left. Here's Tillotson coming near midcourt. Brooke to the far side finds Anna Hoyt. Hoyt with a little crossover. Now back to Tillotson, left side. Will feed one for Abby Enzine. At the left elbow, no. But Hoyt was able to get there in time. We'll have a foul underneath on Kayla Campbell. Here's an update on that Section 4 Class C boys game. Newfield has taken the lead over Moravia 40-38. So Newfield trying their best as a four seed to maybe win the section. 6:20 to go here in the fourth. Here's Hoyt steps in off the back of the rim. No, the seventh grader Shannon Kingsbury with the rebound. Back down the floor for Kingsbury. She stops. Will feed one back out to Marissa Campbell. Now to Kayla at the top of the key with 6:10 to go in the fourth. And again, Franklin girls leading 44-28. We'll have the SK boys and Richfield Springs in the D boys final here next from SUNY Delhi. Pass to the interior for Kingsbury, and she's fouled from behind there by Anna Hoyt. And again, we can't say it enough. The role players have really stepped up today for Franklin. When you talk about Zoe Warren and Haley Taggart and Kingsbury especially, Shivers, they've all been there. And so here is the Purple Devils looking to get it in. They try to go to the corner for Kayla Campbell. Feeds it back inside for Shivers. She misses. Rebound is loose underneath. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. And we're going to have a foul on Franklin as Enzine was able to corral that rebound. 5:50 to go here in the fourth. It's 44-28. Foul is on Marissa Campbell. Her second, team second. Some more special sponsors include Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, as well as Wagner Logging and Hardwood Hills Golf Course between Masonville and Deposit. Here is Tillotson in transition from Marathon. They go right to left. Long shot to the left side from Anna Hoyt, won't go, and another rebound for Franklin. And Sky, Franklin's done a great job on the glass here today.
They have. That we talked about a little bit earlier, the size that they have, they walk out with having Kayla and Marissa being two guards with some very good height to them, but Meredith is a big player for them, and Shannon plays bigger than she is, and as does Zoe Warren and Haley when she was in today, too. So they're getting a lot of contributions from a lot of players, especially when it comes to the glass.
Tillotson trying to go for a reach-in there on Kayla Campbell, and she's whistled for the foul. Those two going toe-to-toe here. Of course, very good friends. Played AAU all last offseason together. So, of course, Kayla, Marissa, and Brooke all know each other very well.
And Kayla and Brooke wear the same number.
Yeah. 22 versus 22 here at midcourt. Brooke trying to do anything she can to get Marathon back in this game. And to the right side here for Marissa Campbell, and she gets tied up, and there's a foul. And it's going to be on Addie Oram. That's the third foul as a team on Marathon. So 5 minutes to go in the fourth, and Franklin leads 44-28. And so Marissa Campbell will be doing the inbounding duties here. The scoring has slowed down for both teams here in the fourth. Interior pass for Kayla Campbell, partially blocked. Rebound Olympians, but they'll turn it back over with a travel. And every time it feels like Marathon might get a little momentum, Franklin finds a way to get the ball back. And so the Purple Devils will have it on the baseline here with Marissa Campbell. Finds Kayla in the corner. Three-point line extended. Gets into the paint. Little floater there is good. Count it. And Kayla's going to the line. What a shot there for Kayla Campbell.
What a shot is correct. That was left-handed with the contact and one. That was just a great play by her.
And so this will be Kayla Campbell to the line here for Franklin as they are in control. 46-28 with 4:50 to go in the fourth. Kayla at the line, and she's got the shooter's touch there, and it rattles in. She's got 14. And so this will be Tillotson back down the floor. Finds Anna Hoyt left side, now back to Tillotson. Looks to get a screen at the top of the key. Brooks steps in for a long two off the side of the rim. Hoyt with a rebound back out to Tillotson with 4.5 to go in the fourth. Tillotson tries another long shot. That one is no good. Marathon keeping it alive. Back to Brooke at the top of the key. Feeds one through down low. A block by Marissa Campbell on Paige Hurlburt, and the Purple Devils come away with it. So even if Marathon gets a look, they have not been able to capitalize, and Franklin leads 47-28 with 4:10 to go in the fourth. Right side of the floor now for Kayla Campbell. Give and go with Marissa. Beautiful. It's in. 16 for Kayla, and what a pass by Marissa on the back door.
Must be some sister connection or something like that to make that lead right there.
Telepathic there. 49-28 with 3:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Marathon with the basketball. Left side here with Brooke Tillotson. Franklin in control at the moment. Enzyme steps back for a three. In and out. Rebound. Shivers.
She's had a couple shots like that that have just been in and out, unfortunately, for her, Nate. But good shooter. You can just tell.
Yeah, very good shooter. Just hasn't been there today. We talked about that in the pregame. Who would be hitting here today? You never know. Kayla passes to the inside for Shannon Kingsbury. Her left-handed layup rolls off the front of the rim. And Franklin leads 49-28 with 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Marathon across midcourt here with Anna Hoyt. Marathon the one seed, Franklin the two. And here is Tillotson. Steps through, a nice move, and she's able to finish there. Tillotson with 13, and timeout taken by Marathon. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Franklin girls lead 49-30 in the sectional final against Marathon on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, Franklin with the basketball. Here in the Section 4 Class D Girls Championship game, Franklin leads 49-30. With 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Live from SUNY Delhi, Franklin with the ball going left to right. Left wing, five on the shot clock. Kingsbury back to the right. Jumper is good. And Kingsbury's got 12.
Sometimes it's just your day, Nate.
I think you're right, and today is Franklin's day. As we're glad to bring you this championship game, Nate Lowell and Franklin boys coach Sky Thompson with you here. Enzyme with a floater in the paint that won't go down and a rebound for Franklin. With 2:20 left in the fourth quarter, and the Purple Devils ahead by 21. Kingsbury feeds one back to Marissa Campbell on the left wing side. To the interior, now back out. They'll feed one across here for Kingsbury. Splits two defenders, gets down low, finds Kayla underneath. Couldn't hit the shot from straight away. It was a tough angle and a rebound for the Olympians.
Nice play again by Shannon, though. Splits the defender, finds a nice pass off to Kayla. Kayla finishes that 9 times out of 10. That was a great play by them.
Tillotson is blocked there by Marissa Campbell with 1:50 to go in the fourth. Back across for the Olympians and into the corner for Addie Orem. feeding one back across for Anna Hoyt for three. No, buckled on the side of the rim. Tillotson a rebound. Steps through, hits off the glass, and it goes for Brooke Tillotson. She has 15, and she's looking for more here at the line. With a minute and a half to go, Franklin leads 51-32. Taggart comes back in, and Zoe Warren looks like she might have rolled her ankle or something there. She's kind of coming off a little gingerly here.
I think she did earlier in the game when I was watching. I think I saw something, but it was after she made a shot down here. It was in the first half, and they called a timeout. She hopped off the court. It looked like she might have walked it up, but it's definitely looking like it's aggravating her a little bit more.
16 for Tillotson now, and Franklin leads 51-33, trying to win a sectional championship here. Left side of the floor now for Kayla Campbell. Spins off a screen, looks to take it down low. Ball almost rolled out of bounds here. Both teams scrambling for it. Now it does, and it's going to go back to the Olympians. With a minute 15 to go in the fourth. Marissa is going to stay in the ball game here. Shivers and Kingsbury are going to come out. Some of the seniors are going to get in for this Franklin team. Jaritza Myers as well as Nikita Utter. This senior class going to get some time here in the sectional final on the floor here. Although Haley Taggart, just a sophomore, now back into the game. She's played brilliantly today. A minute to go in the fourth. Ball knocked into the backcourt here. Officials are going to get together and talk about this. They're going to give the ball to Franklin.
Actually, they're not going to talk. He's just coming over to talk to the coach.
Wow, so they were, you know, Marathon fans wanted to keep it because it was tipped. They thought they should hold on to possession. Looks like Kayla and Marissa are going to come out of the game here with a minute to go in the fourth. Lots of hugs over on that Franklin bench. A timeout's going to be taken here by head coach Mike Dutcher. We'll take a break. 51-33, Franklin leads Marathon with a minute to go in the fourth on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
51-33 our score, and the Franklin girls looking to win the sectional championship here. It's been a while since the Jordan Beers days, since they won the section. They've come so close so many times in recent years, running into some tough South Courtright teams. But they are a minute away from going back to the state tournament here. 51-33 our score. Franklin with the basketball at the high post now, going left to right. A steal by Tillotson. She's not going to give up till this one's all over. And a breakaway layup for Brooke with 18. Makes it 51-35 with 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And some of the players from the bench heading out onto the floor here. A brilliant career for Brooke Tillotson. You hate to see any of these seniors have their careers end today, but it's that time of year. You got to win, or your season is over, and Kayla and Marissa want to keep playing.
Absolutely, and one of the things that's tough is sometimes you go up against a team, and you and I talked about it, some of the games that my team had this year. Sometimes another team just has a game where they play their best game of the year, and you said today seems like it was that day for Franklin, and, mm-hmm. and sometimes you just that happens when you play against someone, and that just happened to be the case today for Marathon, and Franklin, as we said, picked the right day to play their best game of the year. They got great contributions up and down the lineup from everyone who's got on the court today. And you got to give those players credit because you never know how a seventh grader is going to step up when she gets in a start in a big sectional championship game like this. Shannon was great right from the start. Haley gave him great minutes off the bench to go in for Shannon when foul trouble came in. Zoe Warren, right from the start, I think scored their first 5 points of the game. And Meredith Shivers played great in her role. She made a couple nice shots for him, rebounded very well. They, as I said, up and down this lineup for today, Franklin got amazing contributions from everyone. And sometimes that's just what happens. And Marathon is a very, very good basketball team. And unfortunately, they just ran into a good one today.
Franklin now with 25 seconds to go in the fourth. It's 51-36. Marathon did get a free throw there. And the Purple Devils, as Sky said, just playing very great here today. Probably one of the best games we've seen from them this season. They throw it away here, but Marathon will get it back. Tillotson is going to sub out for the last time in her high school career here. The tears will fall.
Nice standing ovation from the crowd.
Yes, very nice. She goes down as one of the best to ever put on a uniform at Marathon on the girls' side. Olympians with a shot on that far side. It won't go down. Ball knocked around here. 3 seconds left. And the Franklin girls are going to win the Section 4 Class D Championship. 51-36. They flood out onto the floor. And the Franklin girls have done it. 51-36. Two-seed Franklin defeats one-seed Marathon. And they are going to the state tournament. We'll be back to wrap things up on the post-game show. Tell you a little bit about what the future holds here for Franklin, and we'll be back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Wealth Management, our 401k approach is focused on one thing, your business. Our experts will customize a plan, giving your business access to our extensive services. Plus, you get full fee disclosure with one easy point of contact. So see why NBT Wealth Management has a 97.5% customer retention rate and start meeting your goals with our guidance. Learn more at nbtbank.com/401k.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
I like your pick.
And welcome back. Both teams getting their final awards here as the runners-up Marathon getting their medals right now as the Franklin girls win 51-36 to win the Section 4 Class D Championship contest and move on to the state tournament. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Franklin, extremely balanced today. Kayla Campbell with 16, Shannon Kingsbury with 12, Zoe Warren with 9, Haley Taggart with 6, Marissa Campbell with 6, Meredith Shivers with 2. On the other side for Marathon, 18 for Brooke Tillotson, 7 for Abby Ensign, 4 apiece for Bailey Hurlburt and Addie Oram, 2 for Paige Hurlburt and 1 for Brooke Morrissey. And so the Franklin girls going back to the state tournament. Another trip to states for head coach Mike Dutcher. You got to love it. Let's get into our three awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Sky and I are going to go with Kayla Campbell here, 16 points. She was not cold early, but the defense was there, and then she started making buckets when they really needed it.
Absolutely. As you said, wasn't cold, and it was very good defense. But credit to her, she saw her teammates having a good start to the game, like Zoe and Shannon and Haley. When she came in, she found her teammates, made the right basketball play.
Yeah, Haley Taggart is very deserving of award today here as well. Her play off the bench for Franklin was tremendous. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Shannon Kingsbury was tremendous today, 12 points, did a little bit of everything. The seventh grader on the biggest stage stepped up huge here, Sky.
Stepped up in a huge way. As we said, hasn't been starting for the team. She played JV all year, comes up, her first varsity start is at a sectional championship game. and she played probably her best basketball game of her career.
Yeah, she was excellent. So she will get our Dynamic Defense Award. Next up is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We are going to give this to Brooke Tillotson today from Marathon. We've gotten to know Marathon very well, so we're okay with giving them one of our awards today. Brooke, hard to speak poorly of such a great career. It stinks that it has to end here today for her. Would have said the same if the Campbells had fallen here today, but we'll give Brooke that all-purpose award. There's several Franklin players that could have earned this today as well. Marissa, Zoe Warren was excellent. Haley Taggart, like we said, but we will go with Brooke for the all-purpose award. So that's going to wrap up our broadcast here today. We will be back in just a little bit with the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game between South Courtright and Richfield Springs. That is set to tip off at about 4 o'clock. So they are concluding the awards ceremony here. If everything holds true, we're not 100% sure, but it does look like the Franklin girls will be playing a sub-regional game. So the first round of states later this upcoming week on Tuesday. Not quite sure who or where they're going to play. There is a small chance that that game could be on Long Island, though. So for Franklin fans, you might want to gas up the car immediately and get ready. We are going to know that information as soon as possible. There is a playoff game between Section 9 and Section 11, which will decide who Franklin will play and maybe where that game's going to be. So I am on that information. We'll try to get it to you as soon as possible. So there's head coach Mike Dutcher holding up the championship black plaque to the Franklin faithful who are sitting behind us here. And it's going to be a celebration in Franklin. I was driving through on the way over. I came through Franklin. Tons of banners and signs. And you're driving out of town, and the road that goes over to Treadwell, there's a huge banner that says Beat Marathon in big blue and purple and gold letters. So the whole town is really behind these girls. It's cool to see. So, Sky, thanks for joining me, and we'll see you back here in just a little bit.
Absolutely.
So we'll take a quick break. We'll spin some tunes. We'll be back with our Butler Auto tip-off show. South Courtright and the Richfield Springs boys coming up in just a little bit. Franklin girls defeat Marathon 51-36 on WCDO.
Great hits from yesterday and today. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.